It's been 4 months since my online community and group mentorship, Marketing Made Simple for Small Business, launched, and some of the women inside have had some serious, serious wins. Just this week, a woman called me up to tell me that she landed a TEDx talk. Another one got her first TV segment and then her second with the same producer. A third woman inside launched a brand new business with the strategies that I provided. One has signed up 3 new clients. One landed a sick partnership with a large national brand, one that's going to drive a ton of new referrals for her. And multiple women have told me that their reach and engagement on Instagram and social media is up in the triple digits, thanks to the simple processes that we've applied over the last 4 months. And while these are some of the big wins, I've also seen the women in my group win by some smaller examples as well. They've been more consistent on social media. They've embraced their social media presence by understanding reels and how to apply them to their business. They've gone live on social media. They've put their faces on social media. They've created partnerships with each other inside our community for brand awareness. So first and foremost, I want to congratulate these amazing women because they made a commitment and they stuck with it. Success in business doesn't happen overnight. Building and growing your business is definitely a marathon. It is not a sprint. And by taking small, simple steps every day, which is what we do in Marketing Made Simple, you are winning in big ways over time and over the long run. And I want to point out that with all of these wins and with everything that I just shared with you, there was no shortcut. There was no hack. There was no quick fix that led to these wins. There really is no magic formula. So please get that out of your head, especially when you're scrolling on social media and you're served all these ads that make all of these empty promises to you. None of them are actually true. There is no shortcut. You have to put in the work. Now, I've supported hundreds of business owners, large and small, who are overwhelmed, time-pressed, and in need of simplicity in their lives to grow their business, just like many of you. Many have tried, quote, quick fixes, the ones that I just talked about. You know what I'm talking about. You're served them on Instagram and TikTok all day long. They're made empty promises. You know, these are things that, you know, they saw online and they were intrigued by and they bought. And while it makes me so mad when my clients have been sold unproven strategies and bullshit tactics, it also allows me the chance to provide them with the right processes and strategies that actually work and will continue to work for the long haul. The difference with what I teach is that I also walk the walk. Every single one of my strategies that these women use to contribute to these wins and every single day, I've used myself to grow my own businesses, and I use them to grow my past business, my current business, and I also use them to grow that of my clients. I am in it with you. I am in the trenches. The small business owners inside Marketing Made Simple for Small Business are following a simple process, one that we follow together and one that I break down step by step each week with smaller assignments to move them in the right direction. Because when you're consistent with your approach and you get really good at the basics, you can then move on to bigger and more complicated marketing strategies designed for even more growth. But you have to have a really solid foundation in order to do so. And I want to caveat something really quickly because a lot of people come to me and they say, well, why don't I just run ads? I say this on every call when I start out with a client. You cannot run ads on social media or on Google or search or wherever without having organic content to back the ads up. Because when someone clicks through to an ad and there's nothing there, they're just going to abandon ship. You have to have a solid foundation in order to even run ads for your business. So it's my job to give you the tools to market your business simply so that you can focus on your actual business and not just marketing trends and content creation. I want to encourage you that whether it's me or someone else, trust those who have done it before you. I promise we've got you and you have to trust the process. So what I want to do today is I want to outline for you the foundational basics that the 50 women who have been working with me and Marketing Made Simple for Small Business have been putting into play for the last 4 months. We're going to go through these 5 steps, and hopefully you'll walk away today with some tips and tricks and really easy foundational tactics that you can apply to your own business starting Now, so first and foremost, I want you to identify the problem that you solve and who you solve it for. This is the number one piece of information that you have to get down in order to effectively market your business. Take some time and write down everything you can about the target customer that you want to reach, their demographics, their psychographics, habits, pain points. And if you don't know these things, ask them. You can ask them in polls on social media, or you can do a survey with your target consumer and ask them about all of these things and more. It's important to know what media consume, what brands they buy, how they shop, really and truly everything, what books they're reading, what pop culture they like. I have a client right now, and we're putting a survey out to make sure that we are talking to their target customer with the right language. Because when you ask your target customer all of these things and they share your pain point, their pain points with you, they are giving you the language that they want to hear when you're marketing to them. Number two, you hear me say this all the time, but tell your story. Know your story, write your story, share your story over and over and over again. The first week of May is next week, and it's a great time to share your story with your community. Every one of my clients who is hesitant to talk about themselves and share their story later tells me that it's the most engaged post that they ever get, that they ever put out. So many of you have taken my advice on this one that you often stop me when I'm out and about and you tell me the posts about your story and the posts about yourself have done for you and your business wonders. And they are the most engaged posts that you put out into the world. The very first thing that you have to do is to really get your story down pat. Your story is who you are, what you do, how you do it, and why. It's your connection to your community and your target customer. It's where you share things that can't be Googled. It's your vulnerability. Your story puts a face to your brand and to your business. And the one thing that I want you to remember about your story is that your story is the hook. What do you want to be remembered for? It's really important that you include that into your story. What do you want to be remembered for? My hook is that I built a business from $500 to seven figures and I sold it. That's my hook. Less than 1% of female founders can say that about their businesses, and I can. I want you to remember that because it's something I did and it's something I can help you to do too. That's my hook. So I don't want you to forget this either when you're thinking about your story. And this might be redundant, but I think it's important that you hear this message over and over. People want to do business with people. This is why your story is of utmost importance and why it's our very first step in terms of your content before you do anything else. It is the foundation of everything that you will later share. You will also share your story over and over again in ways that are different, and eventually people become familiar with it and they start to share it too. And you also have to remember that your story is always changing. You will change your story in real time because you're only human, right? You really want to have your story down pat, like I said, so that you can add and take away when you need to. Ultimately, your story is what helps you stand out. Like I said, it's your hook. Your story humanizes you. It connects you to the right people. It communicates your value, and it allows to control what you can, which is really important. You create your story. You develop your story by design, and you want to do this rather than by default, which means you want to develop your story personally and with intent rather than by default, which is whatever the internet conjures up. So number three, I want you to create a basic yet consistent plan for social media. I want you to commit to a cadence and actually stick to it. So decide how often you plan to show up and make sure that you are showing up regularly and posting and sharing. You also want to have consistent messaging. Eventually, you'll take this messaging from your social media and you'll do what I call sweep. You will sweep it through your social media, your website, your emails, events, partnerships, and publicity, and all of your other content as well. In Marketing Made Simple for Small Business, we really get into this. We flesh out your 4 to 6 consistent content buckets or themes, how you can post them and share them, and how you can evolve them to meet your business needs. But the big takeaway from this step is really to commit to showing up and to actually doing it. The women in Marketing Made Simple for Small Business have all told me that they are more consistent than ever before, and thus they are seeing more reach, more engagement, more followers, and ultimately more business. Number four, start building an email list. Start right from the start. You want to make sure that you have a direct line of communication with your target community. So we want to set that up. First, you'll pick an email marketing service provider. I use Flowdesk, but others are MailChimp, MailerLite. There are a whole host of them. If you have a Squarespace site, you can use theirs as well. These systems are those that collect and organize any email addresses that you collect. So you can segment them into groups. You can create various opt-in forms. You can send out emails to your database from some segments or all the people who are in your list. But this is one of your most important tools. It keeps you organized and connected to your community, and it allows you to communicate with them consistently. And once you have your marketing, your email marketing service provider set up, you want to create an opt-in form within that system. It's a form that will allow people to get into your email database. And once you have that basic form all lined up and ready to go, you can take your opt-in link and put it everywhere. You can have people opt in on your website, on your social media. You can talk about it, get in on my newsletter, include the link. You can put them on buttons on, you can link it to buttons on any kind of link tree situation. You can use it as a call to action. Put it everywhere. Put it in the signature of your email. But what I want you to take away from the email piece is that you really want to start collecting people's emails and not just relying on social media, because you own your email list. I will tell you that from experience, from the last 15 years, when I send out emails, even to my list now that is, you know, a couple thousand versus 120,000 when I owned my first company, I see the most transactions come from the email, from my email list. And so that is why it is so important to start getting emails from the start. Number five, create a solid, easy to understand, and concise offer, and make a commitment to sharing your offer at least once a week. If you don't tell people what you do, what problem you solve, and how they can transact with you, whether it's through a product or service, they won't know. You have to tell them. I want you to look at your pricing and ask yourself, what problem am I solving? Is this reflected in the description? Is it straightforward? Is there too much to think about? What would get in the way of people buying? What would be their objectives? Their objections, sorry. Make sure that what you offer and how people can get it is clearly reflected on your website, and think about how you can share about it on social media. And if you don't have something to buy just yet, that's okay. Make a freebie offer, create something people can download, or a special video or a podcast, something that forces a transaction, even if it isn't monetary. So while I just covered some of the basics over the last few minutes, these basics are important as they're the foundation to the future growth of your business. Once you put these steps into place, you can start working on bigger steps like collaborations and events and partnerships and other strategies for further awareness and growth. But you need to have these boxes checked off first. So when you think back to that list of wins that I shared with you at the top of this episode, each and every win was supported by these basic steps. Don't forget, if you want more support, you can check out Marketing Made Simple for Small Business. It's my online community and group mentorship that I designed to be able to share my processes and business secrets with all of you in a way that is simple and effective and won't break the bank. It costs about $5 a day to be inside. When I look at the wins on the list above, most of these women have more than made back their yearly investment. We're currently enrolling a brand new group, like I said at the top of the episode, and the doors are closing Sunday night. This is the last chance you will have to get into Marketing Made Simple for Small Business until Q4 of 2024. I hope that this episode gave you a lot to think about, and if you have questions, please do not hesitate to reach out. If you liked today's conversation, I would love it if you left a 5-star rating and review so that others can find us. All you have to do is go to ratethispodcast.com/dearfoundher or click the link in the show notes to leave a review wherever it is that you podcast. If you know someone who we should meet, please send them our Meet a Founder link in the show notes. We'll introduce them to our community on our social media and our website later this year. But for now, I want to thank you for listening and thank you for being here. Have a great rest of the week, and we will see you with an all-new interview episode on Tuesday.